You're listening to Malice After Midnight. The following podcast contains subject matter that may be disturbing to some listeners. The views and opinions expressed are those of the hosts and not of the sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. And now, Malice After Midnight with Tina, Steve, and Christine.
Hello.
Good day.
Really?
I'm going to say it different every time.
Every single time.
Yeah, we're so okay.
Hello. Hey, goodbye.
I knew that was coming.
Nobody's going to know what that is. Anyway.
So, I'm going to be talking today about the Scissor Sisters. Steve, stop right there. Before you say anything, I'm talking about scissors like you cut paper or that you commit murder, Christine.
Oh, okay.
Murder.
So I hope you cleared your history after searching for Scissor Sisters. Anyway. I'll be here all night, folks.
Okay, so Dublin, Ireland. Ooh.
Another country
we haven't done yet. I know.
I'd love to go to Ireland. You know the best thing about Ireland?
Is we're from there. I'm just kidding.
No, we're not.
Our ancestors are.
No snakes.
Really?
What?
I could be wrong. But I think I'm right. I think there's no snakes in Ireland.
I'm pretty sure. Isn't there like a thing where they said they ran the snakes?
I don't know, but I hate snakes.
Maybe
that's one thing me and Indiana Jones have in common.
Maybe it was spiders. Spiders sounds right to me.
No. Yes, there are no native species of snakes in Ireland.
Native species. So that means like they've got...
People could have brought snakes in, but there's no snakes. That's what it means, Christine.
I'm just saying.
Native means you're from there, so there's no snakes from there.
Exactly.
That means I guess somebody could have brought one in, but if they did, they were a total douche, because why would you bring snakes to a heavenly place that has no snakes?
They just got messy.
So beautiful there too. Like,
I don't know. I always picture the Quiet Man.
The Quiet Man.
Never seen it.
Yes.
You're in our family. You've never
why?
Seen the Quiet Man
no,
with John.
Why
Wayne?
In the world am I getting those looks? I'm just saying.
The one
you've
where he's
never
a boxer.
Seen the Quiet Man.
Nope.
And Maureen O'Hara.
Nope.
John
oh my God.
Wayne.
We were watching nope. that when this.
Sorry,
is
everybody.
Over.
This podcast is over. We have to go watch the Quiet Man.
What is flying around in here?
I mean, seriously.
Probably my soul, because it left my body because you said you've never seen the Quiet
Man. You're part of our family. No. You've never seen the
I don't,
Quiet Man. I almost said the Iron Man.
Iron so, Man.
I know you've
jam.
Seen it.
No. The Quiet Man is fixing to be your jam.
No, I'm not a big John Wayne fan.
Oh, my God. All right, let's continue this podcast before we kick Christine off the show.
Oh, yes, anyway.
The
things you learn about people.
I'm just
yeah, the more
I'm just
you
kidding.
Know.
John Wayne is all my jam. Okay.
Well, I mean, you don't have to love him, but the Quiet Man is a really good movie.
I guess.
Mean, straight up. Anyway, this isn't a podcast about movies. Go ahead, Tina. Continue.
Okay, so Dublin, Ireland, March 2005. There's like
fairly
a
current.
Yeah, it is. And there's like a...
It was. This was in 2005, and they still thought the name The Scissor Sisters was going to be a good choice.
Well, you know how we've talked about
this
before?
You know what I mean when I'm saying scissors. Adult content, but I mean...
Well, I'm just saying, in these cases, which we're not always happy with the names, but the media are the main culprits for naming these people. I don't know who thought of that, but I don't know. March 2005, there's a canal called the Royal Canal that runs right down in the, I don't know if you would say the middle, but it runs through Dublin. And a lot of people visit it and a lot of people see it. So there's so many places where you could actually dump a body.
Hmm.
Oh, right away.
But the Royal Canal is not one of those places. But these people chose it for their...
Oh, yeah, you're saying it's not a good place to dump a body.
I'm just saying people
there's probably more
feeding ducks and
there.
Stuff. It's only literally like 8 foot deep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm just saying.
So it's like a man-made thing?
Probably not, but that doesn't matter.
Maybe.
Nor does it have anything to do with this podcast. It's a canal.
I'm sorry that I'm not fond of John Wayne, but let's not treat me like Dookie after that.
Anyway, so like I said, people feeding ducks, people going by the Royal Canal, people all of a sudden looking and then looking again and thinking, I see something. I see an arm. I see another arm. I see a leg. And then they saw, they thought it was a leg, but it had a sock still on it.
Oh, man.
And then they just knew, which just reminds me of that Gone Girls episode. You remember when Rose was talking about how that guy like got caught in like the combine, and she's like, those are like bits of Joe's arms.
Yes.
And bits of Joe's. I was like, sorry. Anyway.
Another Golden Girl reference.
Thank you.
From Tina.
It's been a while.
Those keeping score.
But yeah, I don't know. So if you see a leg with a sock on it, I'm pretty sure you're going to, you know, realize what it is. Because it's probably, I'm thinking like tube sock or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's
what. I have a hard time keeping my socks on just walking in the car, but I'm surprised I stayed on floating in a canal.
Yeah, really. Because you know what water does to a body. Okay, so once police arrived on the scene, not only did they find the arms and the legs that people were saying they saw, they also found 7 more body parts.
So it was cut up.
Wow. Yes.
Oh.
Totally dissected.
Dismembered.
Dismembered. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Totally dismembered. Okay. What they did not find, might I say, is the genitals and the head.
Mm. Always got to have the genitals in there. They just can't.
People always got to keep them. Just leave them alone. Just leave the genitals alone, people. Mm. Just let them be.
The police do not know this yet, but this victim happens to be Farah Sawali Noor. He came to Ireland in 1996, and he was saying that his wife and his children had been killed, so he wanted to come here and start over. He told them that, you know, he was Somalian, and he was trying to meet, you know, some new people and everything. But what really happened was, in 1993, he actually paid human traffickers to bring him here, and his family was not actually dead.
Oh.
Okay. And like I said he was from Somalia, but he was actually from Kenya.
Okay.
Okay. Was that his real name?
Yeah, that was his real name. I mean, I don't know if he gave them a fake name, but that's the name that's his real name, that Noor. And like I said, he's just trash. I'm going to say a lot of times we'll feel bad for victims and stuff, you know, but I'm going to go ahead and say that he was a total POS. Mm. He total abuser, and every woman he ever met, he just totally like would beat down. He even raped a few people.
Oh, wow. Geez.
He got a young girl pregnant, and of course he beat her. Then, this is the worst ever, he actually got a 16-year-old special needs girl pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
And,
yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, you don't feel sorry for this guy. And then, of course,
I'm glad,
you know,
they
he
cut
beat
his
her
junk
up all
off.
The time.
That's
what I was thinking.
He was alive
that
when
was
they
a
did
little
it.
Sweet justice.
I know. It was just so, he's so horrible.
Still doesn't make murder legal.
No. Murder is still wrong. Well, he's like a total like drug addict and stuff, you know, and alcoholic and everything. And he was always, you know, getting people where, you know, they would get addicted to stuff, and then he would beat them up, you know, and everything too. So he's just total trash bag. Hmm. Actually, he was going to be deported because he had been in trouble with the law, you know, for like raping and like beating up people with some drug stuff. But because he had 2 children that were now going to be Irish citizens, he couldn't be deported.
Anchor babies.
From the rapes or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That shouldn't even count. That shouldn't even qualify you to not get deported.
I know.
Period.
In 2003, he became involved with Kathleen Mulhall. Now, Kathleen Mulhall had 4 children, I think. I take that back. I think it's 5. She had 3 daughters and 2 sons, and she was actually married to John Mulhall at the time. But she was in a relationship with Noor.
Mm.
Very abusive. They said that she could not be, you know, described as like a drug addict, but she used drugs all the time and heavily used drugs and was an alcoholic. So,
addict. That's kind of.
I mean, I'm thinking like.
Splitting hairs.
And I know. And her husband, John, he used drugs all the time. They're very.
Yeah.
Not like the greatest parents.
Yeah.
Brought their kids up in that situation.
Yeah.
I think she was more of like a party mom rather than a, you know, mom. Like,
yeah.
You know, she's more like a friend than she to her kids than she was a mom. Very abusive relationship. They fought all the time. He broke both her wrist and a bunch of her fingers, which that just makes me hurt because
her husband
picture,
or the.
No, the boyfriend.
Okay,
Noor. So I picture like, remember that scene in that Harrison Ford movie where he's like breaking like all his fingers?
Blade Runner.
Yes, Blade Runner. That's what I picture. I mean, it could have been just like from fighting, but I just, when somebody breaks somebody's fingers, I picture that. Ooh. Kathleen moved him in, you know, to her home, even though her husband was still living there.
Yeah, that whole situation's strange.
It's so odd. And so, John moves out, And then eventually they get their own place. Her and Nora get their own place. So John moves back in. You know, it cost the kids, you know, they were older. They weren't young. I mean, Linda and Charlotte are the daughters that we would get to know in this case. And Linda already had four kids by then. But I think in that kind of situation, when your mom does something like that, you almost have to, like, choose sides. You know, like your dad, your mom.
Yeah, so, right.
I don't know what kind of strain.
It was already a crappy childhood it put on them anyway, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think she was, like we said, she was more of a friend than a mother, more of a party person.
More with Tina, Steve, and Christine on Malice After Midnight coming up.
Fact, over 700 people have been killed by the hands of the police just this year alone. I'm Catherine Sheffield, host of the weekly podcast, A Few Bad Apples. Each week, I unravel true stories of victims whose lives have been affected by bad apple officers of the law. I bring this relevant conversation into the public spotlight because it's a way to provoke change and reform. Not all officers are bad, and in fact, I highlight a positive story at the end of every episode to balance the spectrum. A Few Bad Apples is available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now more of Malice After Midnight with your hosts, Tina, Steve, and Christine.
The relationship went on for a few years. The whole family, you know, like I said, you know, drank a lot. Like at this point, Linda, one of the daughters, like the one that had four children, she was drinking up somewhere towards like three bottles of vodka a day, which I don't even know how you could do that.
It doesn't matter what size bottle, unless it's them little like
tiny little shot little bottles.
Tiny shot bottles. That's too
vodka
much.
That's too much. Oh, I just don't like it. No.
Plus vodka's gross.
It is. Ugh.
I hate vodka.
No, no. All the family drank. All the family, you know, was in drugs. But they also were no strangers to trouble. I know, like, one of the brothers was in trouble for, I think, drug something. And then for theft. The dad was arrested at one point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just this whole family dynamic is just. Okay, so in 2005, they were kind of estranged from their mother at this point. But they were trying to, you know, start a relationship back with her to
her
a point.
Children,
her children.
All her children?
The girls.
The girls.
Charlotte and Linda. So they decided, you know, they would meet her for drinks. Now, when I say you're going to meet somebody for drinks, what is that usually? What do you think about?
Go get something to eat, have a drink, or cocktail. You know, cocktail, whatever.
Yeah, they just like went to like a park and were like, started like pulling bottles out of bags.
In brown paper bags. And, just, like,
and they were just like drinking there. Then they got up and walked through town, and they were like drinking some more. And then somebody was like, I brought some ecstasy. And they're like, okay. So,
hey, mom, let's do some X.
Crazy. So Linda took ecstasy. Charlotte took ecstasy. They had been drinking like all night. They ended back up at their mom Kathleen's house or flat, they said at this point. So she was like, what are y'all doing? Like, what are y'all taking? And they're like, we're taking ecstasy. And she goes, oh, okay. Can I have one?
Hmm.
And they're like, okay. So instead of her taking it, she takes it and puts it in Nora's drink.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So
Nora's his last name.
Nora is his last name. I don't want to. I don't know.
Keep saying Farrah.
I don't want to say Farrah like all the time. I just want to. I thought Nora.
No,
was
I know.
Better,
I knew it was. I'm just kind of.
Yeah, that's his
saying
name.
Saying it for everybody.
So the effects of ecstasy isn't one of. Isn't the whole point to be like? Is
sexual,
it just to be high
right?
or is it sexual? I think right.
We both looked at Christine why like she's ever done drugs and she hasn't. By the way.
Look at me like I'm. Well, let me tell you.
Really?
We both literally turned at Christine at the same time. We both said, "So is it like a sexual thing?" We both turned to Christine. I wish you could have saw her face. She's like,
thanks a lot.
Mom, I mean, Dad, yes, Christine doesn't do ecstasy or any drugs. Never did.
You want that feeling of, obviously, ecstasy. So, yeah, I mean, it's what? That type of.
Anyway.
Okay. That's the name of the drug. That's like saying I take Advil because I want to feel like Advil.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, that's why it's called ecstasy because
know,
it puts you in that type
I
of.
Know, I'm just.
That is so
good. Just
joking. So I'm just saying. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Nora, I think, is probably like the worst person in the world to give that to, but he's kind of feeling whatever, you know. So he gets up and he moves over and sits by Linda.
Well, yeah. Everybody's on X except
Except Kathleen.
Yes, which except is the like, mom.
I know. Why? I mean, should she be like one for me, one for you? No. What is? I don't know what she was thinking.
Or how about don't take it, drugs with your kids?
Yeah, how about don't take drugs at all? Much less, and definitely not with your kids. And how about don't give your boyfriend one and then just sit back and watch what happens? So he moves over by Linda and he starts like kind of groping on her. And at first she was like, just stop, you know, just quit. And then he whispers something in her ear, mm-hmm. you know, something to effect, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, like, I want to be with you or whatever.
Yeah,
so
we don't know.
We don't know for sure. And she got really upset and she tried to get him off of her, but he started like trying to lay on top of her.
Yeah.
She said he was trying to rape her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she got upset, but Charlotte really got upset. So Charlotte goes in there and starts, because she's real protective of her sister. And I'm not even sure if she's the older sister, but she's real protective of her. So she starts pulling him off of her. And Kathleen's like, what's going on? And Charlotte was like, he's trying to rape Linda. And there's two different accounts here. One says that she said, just kill him. Just kill him then. Okay. Kathleen said, just kill him. Okay. But then later, there's another one. The other thing says that Kathleen said, when she tried to pull him off, he's going to kill me. So there's two versions. Somebody said that they said, just kill him. And the other, Kathleen saying, she
Sounds
said,
like
no, I
didn't
said,
have
he's going to kill me.
Sounds like they didn't have their stories straight.
So.
Wasn't really the best place to fit that in, but I've been wanting to use it.
So Charlotte, now in the video when I watched this, she had one of those, what is it called, to cut the boxes with?
Box cutter?
Yes. Oh, yeah. The box cutter. But in the thing, they said it was a knife. So I don't know why in the video, you know, in the documentary thing, she had a box cutter, because I'm so sure. So she goes in there and she grabs a knife and I don't know how she does it, but she slits his throat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He starts, you know, trying to hold on to his throat and starts walking backwards. And she starts stabbing him. He walks in the bedroom backwards, they said. And they have, I guess, flats or small.
A flat's just like a word for an apartment, I think.
Yeah.
They might have a small apartment.
In Kathleen and his bedroom, there's bunk beds.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay.
So, I'm just saying. So, he falls against the bunk bed and knocks himself out. Because I guess it's because they have those metal things, you know. I mean, some of them were, but these weren't in the video. They were metal. So, he knocks himself partially out, I would say. They go in there, and some reports said that Charlotte was the one that stabbed him, and she kept stabbing him and kept stabbing him and stabbed him like 20-something times. She actually used several knives, and at one point, she took a bread knife.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the one that has like the little pointy slot?
Yeah, it's a longer knife, mm-hmm. and it's got like the serrated edges. Yeah.
No, that's... No,
so they took a bread knife.
A bread knife's got the...
Yeah, that's what I just said.
She's talking about the one with the fork on the end. That's like me fork.
Yeah,
oh.
But sometimes there's a thing at the end to grab the bread, you know, to poke the bread. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right. It's the long knife with the serrated edges with the little...
Yeah.
So she used that to also stab him. They stabbed him over 20 times. And like I said, at this point, they were totally enraged, but they were totally like drug and alcohol fueled. So they weren't like thinking, you know, whatever.
Who knows
so,
what they were
who
thinking?
Knows? Who knows? I mean, if they were such alcoholics, like...
They were all drugged up.
If 12
they were drugged
bottles
up, they might have been
vodka.
Like, oh, God, we got to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Got to make sure he's dead. Gotta,
well, we
you know,
know
they're probably
it's
just
not
freaking out.
What really happened. I mean, we'll never know.
We only
what
know
happened.
What their account
is. Yeah, we only know what their account is. Linda's pissed at this point as well. So she goes and she gets a hammer and she starts beating his head in, okay? And she's hitting it. And
this really could have just been like the murder sisters, not scissors.
I
haven't heard of scissors. Yeah.
There's no scissors in here. That's what really annoys me. There's like, they could have come up with any other name, okay?
So they didn't even use scissors.
Even
what?
No, it's crazy.
Oh my God.
That's not the worst name they could have came up with.
I know.
I'm telling you.
So what? Do they ever have an explanation for scissors?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well,
I do know that they hate it. Like, they hate that. Like,
well, I'm sure they hate that. It's stupid.
They hate that they're known as the Scissor Sisters. They hate that so much.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I would too. Thank you. I would too.
Well.
That's hilarious.
So then after this is all done.
So I was thinking maybe they use some scissors to like cut them up or something, like shears or something.
Yeah, like some big sewing shears.
Wow. Or even like some gardening shears or something, but no.
Nope.
Wow.
After all this is done, then they think, okay, you know, like they have before, here's a body. Now what are we going to do with it? So they take it and put it in the bathroom. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they put it in the bathtub, if there was room. Because I said, you know, like those apartments in Ireland sometimes are kind of smaller. So they take him in there and they start trying to dismember him. This is what they said. Of course, the head was missing. Linda used the hammer to pry off the head. So I'm guessing, did she use the claw in, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
She had because to have, but that would have, I mean, could you work. Really have done that?
No.
Because that's what they said. They said
unless she used it like an axe and was like chopping it head. And then.
Who knows?
I mean, I don't
know. But all they had was, you know, to dismember him was that bread knife. So they were cut. They had no like professional. Oh my God. I mean, they like had all the knives they had. They it's were like they hard used several to, knives because they kept getting dull, trying to go through bone, trying to go through. What's that stuff? Sinew. They were saying that sinew. They were saying all those things.
Yeah, with like a bread knife. I can't find a knife in our kitchen sharp enough to do anything like that with. It's hard.
I can't find a bread knife sharp enough to cut bread decent. Have you ever tried to cut bread with a bread knife?
You gotta like saw it. Yeah, it's weird. And even but when you saw it, I can't imagine. I mean, I know not that I've ever cut up a body, but from everything I've read, it's very difficult. So they had to be. I'm just picturing like just like a drug fueled just freak out.
I mean, hey.
I don't know. You remember like in Horrible Bosses when they were high on
the
cocaine and they're all like cleaning the apartment real fast? Yes. I picture that.
I picture like, do you remember on Family Guy when Lois and were like high and they were trying to sing and everybody's faces were like.
Yes. Yeah. And she's dressed up as the end and she's all like.
Everything sounds so good when they're voice and they just hear them like.
Yeah. That's so funny. And the thing is, Linda and.
Charlotte,
thank you. We're doing all this.
What about mom?
That's what I'm saying. There's one more person there. There's no way she was not doing something. She was not just sitting there. Maybe she was sitting there squalling, but what I'm saying is she also had to have been doing something. There's no way.
Yeah, because she wasn't, she didn't take ecstasy. She was probably just, hadn't she just been drinking?
Yeah, she didn't take the ecstasy. She gave it to him, so she just been drinking. So after this, they get really upset and they're all nervous and they're all crying. So they call their dad. And at first, he doesn't answer, okay, and they're sending, I don't know if they're sending text or whatever, but first he ignores them for like a long time.
Yeah.
And then he comes over and he's like.
That's because he's probably okay. Like used to their drama all the time.
Yeah.
Probably. I picture a lot of drama with that family.
Oh, yeah. So then he's like, okay, so he goes over there.
Or he's high
and he
somewhere.
Kind of like assesses the situation at first. You know, like, what's going on here? And then he's all like trying to see what he could.
And not a panic to at all, like.
Oh, I'm sure he panicked. He probably was like, what the? Yeah, and then their dad, like, left for a while. Like, he wasn't going to be a part of it. And, you know, they did cut off his penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it says genital, so I don't know if they cut off the other part, too. But I know
they probably got the twig and berries.
Twig and berries.
That's what I was thinking. And then, you know, she walked in. Kathleen walked in. And this is what I think this was going on the whole time. She walked in and she was like, I think it might have been before it happened, but she walked in and she told them that he had actually raped her a couple of times.
You know, maybe she wanted him dead and
that's
this
what
was
I'm
her
saying.
Plan.
That's what makes, and, she, yeah. And then Linda grabbed it, cut it off, and said, well, he won't be raping nobody no more.
Tina enacted
I mean,
grabbing a penis and cutting it off in front of us.
I'm just saying.
We got to start
dead.
Recording.
He ain't going to be raping nobody anyway.
Did you notice the lift?
She did like a lift and a swipe, so.
I did the lift of the spot.
Yeah.
But I picture Kathleen.
I'm going to sleep on my stomach tonight.
Now you need to play.
I'm definitely going to start setting up video.
We got to maybe start. Yeah.
That's so funny. So that's what I picture. I
well,
really,
you know, we could do video, but I don't want to get too famous too fast once they see this face. I mean.
Exactly, because I'm so beautiful. Thanks for the silence, guys.
I did the whole just Kermit Frog. It's none of my business.
I was drinking out of my drink. Just did the what am I, none of my business. With the
thanks
yeah,
a lot.
Christine will be famous.
It makes sense. We look alike.
There you go, Christine.
All right.
But I picture Kathleen doing this the whole time. I picture her because why would she say that all of a sudden? You know, he did rape me.
Yeah.
It's like.
It was probably
I mean, he
plan.
Was probably mean to her, and she
yeah,
did probably
was,
want him
no,
killed.
We all know he was a POS.
They probably didn't even go get
he
drunk and
mean.
Take ecstasy. They probably just set it all
well,
up.
I don't know. The mayhem of the way they did him, cutting him and hitting him. They didn't, it wasn't planned. Because
no.
If I'm planning to kill somebody, I'm not going to use a bread knife. And I'm not going to.
I'm not
going to like pry their
I'm
head off with
take
a hammer.
Back to my apartment and get it dirt. No, I'm scared.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the dad eventually came back, and he decided he would help.
Oh.
So he helped him all clean it up. Kathleen did help with the cleanup. She did do that. Uh-huh. But they said that neither of them helped with the disposal. So here's...
Doesn't matter. They're all guilty.
Oh, yeah. So here's Charlotte and here's Linda. And they're taking what they can and they're bagging it up in garbage bags. And they're bagging it up in, like, clothing bags, whatever they could do. And they're trying to get it all together. And they're taking it to the Royal Canal. They're not taking it. I'm talking about, you know, the 8 feet deep canal. And they're dumping it in there.
Nice.
And then they get, like, a...
The one that runs right through the center of town.
Yes, the one that runs right through the center of town. So, but they're in bags. But then, all of a sudden, they take the head and they put it in a... they said gym bag, but I'm thinking, like...
Like a duffel bag.
That's what I was thinking.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So they go, and Linda is actually seen on CCTV with a duffel bag over
closed
her
circuit
shoulder.
TV.
What? In
and they're eating breakfast biscuits, and she just with the
and she's right got there. The bag on her like it's nothing.
Oh, that makes me think of like Ed Kemper when he was talking about walking up his apartment to his apartment with like a woman's head in his bag, and like people are
yes, and he was
walking
talking
down the
to
stairs,
him.
And they have oh, no yeah, idea. Just makes me think of that.
That's right. I forgot about that.
More with Tina, Steve, and Christine on Malice After Midnight coming up.
This week's episode is sponsored by J&W Soaps. From building the recipe for each batch to constructing the design for each bar, their handmade soaps are sure to please. Check them out at jnwsoaps.com and use the code MALICE15 to get 15% off your online order of two or more items.
And now more of Malice After Midnight with your hosts, Tina, Steve, and Christine.
You know how you said they were eating biscuits?
Yeah.
And they had the duffel bag?
Yes.
Well, I sure hope they use some good J&W soap to wash their hands. After dismembering that body yes. before they ate those biscuits.
Love it.
Yes.
Now, it takes a while sometimes, you know, for things to find their way up. And it's not like a regular body, you know, that's together. When they get the gases, yeah, they start yeah. floating. This was all apart. Well, apparently some stuff had come out of the bags. Because people were saying, this was just 10 days later. They were saying they weren't sure at first. They were like, that looks like, you know, hands and... arms and legs, and they saw that leg with the sock on it.
Yeah.
And then the police went down there. Like I said, it was just 8 feet of water. So the police went in there, and they found seven more
pieces.
Sections or pieces, even including a part of a butt cheek. Like,
jeez.
So they really got him chopped up there. And like I said, it was really trafficked, you know, really trafficked with passerbys. And
yeah.
Can you imagine if you're just like... You don't know for sure. Because you don't really think you would see that. Like,
no.
You're probably like, yeah, I didn't see no. what I thought I saw. During this time, they said that Charlotte and Kathleen would frequent the canal, okay? And they would just kind of check.
Yeah.
You know, and there's this walkway above
classic,
it.
Classic, coming back to the
yes,
scene.
Yes, coming back. Classic. Once he was found, an activity had started, you know, up, and the police were there. They were taking pictures of the scene. And there's actually a picture of Kathleen and Charlotte above on the walkway.
Oh, my God.
Looking over.
No, geez.
So it's like, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, just like people like.
Nice.
What is it? The detectives like will go look at like a funeral to see who shows up.
A lot of time, well, they will sometimes like if there's like multiple crime, like whether it's a serial
mm-hmm.
or whatever, you know, if they're thinking there's maybe one suspect doing a bunch of different crimes, they'll start. Looking back, or the people that yeah. question, did they question the same person at each crime scene? You know,
yeah.
or was there somebody, or if somebody's volunteering to help, a lot of times
oh,
if
yeah.
you're volunteering
oh,
to
yeah.
help,
yeah.
you're guilty.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. Well, they were going to try
or like,
to.
Hey, what's going on? You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, did you find a body?
They wanted to try to get some, you know, figure out who it was pretty quick, but being in the water for just 10 days had just destroyed not only all the evidence, but anything they could, you know, put together to see who it was. You know, the water
like
had
fibers.
Oh, yeah. Waterlogged the skin so much.
Even
that it
really
actually,
only after 10 days?
I know. That's what they
said.
It
don't seem like that long.
They said it started pulling away from
oh,
the
yeah. It, days
why,
in general.
I know,
even have
I know
to be
but
10
I'm just
days
saying. I mean, there's other crimes.
Just think about when you well, yeah. sit in the tub And your hand gets all pruny and stuff.
But I'm just
saying. That's just an hour.
Yeah. Okay, I was wrong.
Well, they said it started pulling away, like the, even the skin started pulling away from like the muscle or whatever. Yeah. And they had no, you know, the head was gone, so that was that was out. But they were going to try to do fingerprints, but there was no way.
Oh yeah,
bet. It was just too waterlogged, you know. At this point, they did not know who it was like at all. You know, no DNA. Nothing they could tie to. And even if they could pull something, they had nobody missing or anything like that. But somebody had come in and said that they hadn't seen Nora in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they had described something that he was wearing. And it happened to be like on another flyer.
Yeah.
So the police had that. And they kind of put the two together. I don't know how they, but somehow they did that. They put it together of who it was. Mm-hmm. They thought, well, if it's him... If it's who we think it, if it's Farrah Knorr, then we know that he's where he's been. He's been with the Mulhall ladies.
Yeah.
So they went to actually found one of the girls that he had a child with and got DNA from the child, you know, matched it. It was 50% the mother, 50% Knorr. Right. So they were able to get that with him and pull some DNA from that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Good police work.
It was good police work, actually. So I guess he did have a friend out there. Because I hadn't seen him.
Yeah.
I guess he had one. Police had their suspicions that all three women were involved and not just Kathleen, not just the daughters.
Yeah.
While visiting the crime scene, the quote-unquote crime scene.
Crime scene.
Oh, my God.
Jury.
The quote-unquote crime scene. That's what they figured it happened. Kathleen had since moved out. Two other people had been there since then, okay? By the time they got everything going. They had totally pulled up the carpet, replaced it. They had painted. Everything had been, like, redone. So they thought, well, what do we do? If we had a sample of the carpet, you know, I think they actually did go in and find one piece that was still kind of there. You know how, like, sometimes when you pull up the carpet, there's still pieces.
Like under the trim, maybe, or something, like the baseboards. The
so they went there. And they looked around and they did all their investigative work and they said it was really, like, really clean. Like,
yeah, but, you know, I wonder if they could have pulled up the carpet and then there would have been bloodstains on the floor under the carpet.
Well, after this, they started using Luminol. And they said that, you know, it doesn't matter how good you clean it. If it's old blood, if it's...
Does bleach not...
If it's been bleached, it still shows up with Luminol.
Really?
Well, yeah, because bleach will get it clean and get the stain, but there's still like a remnant of it, like because it's blood.
Gotcha.
Back brought to you by Christine.
Bing.
Don't worry, people, it'll be edited.
I'm so sure. So they actually were able to pull up some of the baseboards, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were able even to get some blood.
Okay.
Because they needed that DNA evidence. So they pulled it up, the baseboards.
That pesky DNA.
I love it. And then they, some of the floorboards, I think they pulled back and got some where it had soaked through. Because you can't, I mean, there's no way you think about, especially in the state that they were supposed to be in, they didn't think about everything.
Mm-mm. No, the wood's going to soak it up.
There's no way you could get rid of any evidence 100% unless you burn the place down.
That's right. Well, they didn't do that because they were renting it out, or she left anyway. The tenants rented it out twice. At this point, once they gathered all the DNA and all the evidence from the crime scene, they were ready to get the girls, all three of them. Kathleen left. She ran off. She ditched everybody. She went to Britain.
I bet she did.
So she basically
mother of the year.
She basically left her children to take the fall for her.
Nice.
You know, it was yes, they did it. None of this would have happened if she hadn't been involved with Nora.
Exactly.
You know, so I'm just saying.
Well,
it was her boyfriend.
Everybody's,
It was her idea.
I think it was her idea. I think she pushed him.
I guarantee she did say, just kill him.
Why did she put ecstasy in his drink only? Something was going on,
She knew the kind of guy he was. Mm-hmm. She knew he'd be all up on her daughters.
Now, by the time they found Linda, they went to get her, and they couldn't find her. She was in the hospital. She had actually attempted suicide twice at that point, and this time she had ended up in the hospital. She had cut her wrist. She just couldn't, like, take it. Like, it was really hard for her, like, once.
The guilt.
Yeah, the guilt. And one of the detectives actually, after she got out of the hospital, met with her, and he said she was just in tears, just sobbing. And she was just, like, uncontrollably, like, shaking. And she said what happened was that she and Charlotte buried the head the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she kind of didn't want to bury it right then. But Charlotte, you know, was just like, let's just bury it. So she just put it down. They dug a hole with their hands.
Mm.
And she was, like, there. And then they just covered up. And she said it was, like, sticking out.
I bet.
And she's, you know, there were people, like, in the area that had come forward after they found out there was a headless body found. And they're like, you know what? I was in this area. I don't know what it was, you know, and they said, I thought I saw like something poking out of the ground, but I was like, that can't be. So they were like, that can't be what we think it is. You know, that can't be. I don't know if they were seeing ahead, if they were seeing like the duffel
probably
bag.
His nose or his ear sticking out.
Who knows? But she said after that, she felt bad and she went and got it. And she said she was drinking. She actually carried the head with her. She said, like, up into, like, a mountain area or something.
Yeah.
And she said she was talking to it for a while.
What?
And she said she was like, I'm so sorry. You know, you shouldn't have died.
Yeah.
You know, it should have been Kathleen. I think she said her mom, it should have been Kathleen. It shouldn't have been you. You know, you didn't deserve this, you know, and all that. She felt, like, just horrible. So she did try to tell them where it was. And I don't know if she went with them to show them.
Mm-hmm.
But they never could find it.
Animals.
That's what they think, animals. But, yeah, she was just so remorseful. She just felt so bad. So when they got Charlotte, she completely denied everything. And she said that her and Linda were not involved. But it turns out she was actually just trying to protect Linda.
Yeah.
And she said it was all their mom.
Yeah.
You know. But then when they said, when she found out that Linda had confessed, she said, okay, well, I did it with her. It wasn't just her. She was, you know, she was trying to protect her, but at this point, the jig was up. There was no protecting anyone after that. Both girls, Linda and Charlotte, were charged with murder, but they pleaded not guilty. The trial was in October
What? They already confessed? Why did they even bother?
I know. Well, you got to make a plea. I guess they were like, not guilty?
Maybe they won't charge us. Let's just forget everything we said.
The trial was in 2006, and this was like something that had never happened, or if it did, it hadn't happened like in a long time. Courtroom was like packed. It was so packed that they were actually like turning people away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so people were getting there early, and there was not enough room for everybody because everybody wanted to see who the media dubbed.
Everyone wanted to see the Scissor Sisters,
which is so horrible. I hate that name.
It's terrible. Like, it's horrible. Very disappointed in that name,
and especially since they didn't even use scissors.
Use scissors.
If they used scissors, I'd let it go, but.
I'm very disappointed in the name.
Yes, exactly. The evidence was all presented, and like I said, the confessions were there. They had all the evidence laid out. The case was pretty strong against them, so they figured, you know what? Jury's not going to take time.
Did they extradite the mom from England? Or?
Not yet.
Oh, sorry. Jumped ahead.
No, it's fine. That's a good question. But the jury actually took a few days.
Hmm.
And they were, you know, the media, everybody was surprised that they did.
Maybe they
a few
were
days.
Taking into account the drugs and.
Yeah, probably.
They probably forgot the degree of murder, you know.
So, Charlotte, when the verdict came back, Charlotte was given murder and got the mandatory sentence of life.
Okay.
Linda was given manslaughter and only 15 years.
Hmm.
Well, she confessed right away.
I think
and maybe
that she confessed.
And she maybe wasn't as involved. Charlotte was the one stabbing.
Yeah. Yeah, but Linda was the one supposedly.
Well, Charlotte supposedly. Was so protective. Charlotte was so protective of Linda.
Yeah.
And, you know, she probably, when he was like starting to rape her, she probably went nuts. I mean, she probably was the more aggressive of
the
two.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense. Because that's, you know, I guess you got to take. And you got to take into account how much involvement was there.
Yeah.
You know, Linda actually showed remorse. Like, she was, like, there was a point where she wasn't even, like, in trial for 2 days because she was so distraught. They went and got her, like, the third day, and they're like, you need to come to court.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that was an option, but I'm just saying. Now, after they were sentenced, and not long after, not right away, but not long after, their father, John, committed suicide. I think he was probably nervous. You know,
well, yeah,
thinking, you know, what if they get me? What are they going to do, you know?
He probably would have had some jail time. But he didn't kill him.
He didn't kill him. He wasn't there, but he helped the cleanup. So, I mean,
yeah.
In 2008, Kathleen came back. She came back willingly because they told her, if you don't come back, we're going to get you and extradite you back. So she came back.
Hmm.
She's so nice. And she was given 5 years for her role in the murder, the cleanup.
Seems kind of light.
I know. Yeah. I agree. I think she was the mastermind. But she says she didn't commit.
That's just speculation on our part, though.
On our part only. She says she didn't commit the murder. You know, she says she only helped clean up, didn't help dispose the body. So who knows?
Yeah.
Now, the judge in this case said that this was the most grotesque killing that has occurred in my professional career.
Wow.
Which that says a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, for somebody's whole career.
Yeah.
But this is not one of the, I mean, this
not like
is
a big
bad,
metropolitan area with lots
no,
of murders
this is
either.
A bad murder, but this is not the worst we've seen.
I mean,
seen.
If that happened mm-mm. where we live, that'd be the worst thing I ever saw in our town.
Yeah, that's true. Now, like I said, Linda was given a lighter sentence. She only served 12 years. She's out now. Charlotte is not out. She's still in jail. I don't know if she'll get out.
She has parole or.
Yeah, she's. She's
I don't know
not
how this legal
as,
system works in Ireland.
She's yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't know either. Well, she's not as, like, sorrowful. I don't even know if she's shown any remorse at all.
Mm-hmm.
But she is doing stuff in the prison, you know, like, she's acting up. And I know that, like, there was a male guard that she, like, posed for a picture with. Like, she was standing behind him with, like, a knife behind on his neck. And he was like,
she's
ah.
got, like, some celebrity.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he wow. pretend like, and she's like. You know, acting yeah. like she's going to cut his throat.
Got a little
so.
Bit of prison fame.
Yeah.
I mean, would you really want to do that?
She could want to be that guard. Really
hey,
cut his
hey, Lynn. Charlotte, come over here.
Let's pose this. What? If, I mean, she could have been like, shh, you know, so.
And escaped.
Oh, what?
I said, and escaped.
Yeah, and escaped for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, really.
Like, I mean.
All right, guys. That's it. That's the story of Linda and Charlotte Mulhall, the Scissor Sisters. Still hate that name.
The Bread Knife Sisters.
That's it. The Bread Knife Sisters.
Hope you all enjoyed it.
Bye.
Bye.